Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So, I don't know what really spurred this, and maybe Max, you can help me with it, but I got several of what Jarrett wrote to me. Jarrett wrote, is the uniform going to Spear Feather logo and Lombardi year throwback? First of all, the Lombardi year was the last year, 69, of the Spear Feather helmet. They then went to the R helmet in 70 and 71 before going to what we all know as the Redskin logo from 72 on, the one created by Blackie Wetzel. But I don't know. There was no news on this, no official news on anything dealing with the uniform. But I guess that there were some pictures circulating with this helmet, right? Last week for some reason?
No, so something happened at Media Day. They're just doing a bunch of, you know, normal photos, like team hype up stuff. And there is they have a set that's kind of like Temple of Doom style, where Jaden walks in and there's a spear that is going through like the ceiling in this big beam of light. And Jaden picks up the spear. And so that got everybody very excited. And people started speculating about whether that there would be a spear kind of alternate or a return to that type of uniform. So it all stems from this one video at Media Day.
Okay. Look, here's what I know. I told you this. This is what I had, remember, all the way back in October, in the fall during this season. When we talked about this, it was one of the few times we actually talked about name or uniforms during the season, because the season was actually worth talking about on its own, because they had a really good season and the games were great. But I shared with you last fall, early in the fall, that I had learned that the name was, you know, very much in question as to whether or not they would do anything with that. You know, it was still certainly being considered. What really gave them the path of least resistance on the name was the incredible season they had. We all understand that. But I said then, I was told by a very, very strong source that they were going to do something with the uniforms, that they were going to make the uniforms look like the old uniforms, that whatever that cranberry was going to be back to the old burgundy, and the uniforms would change in 2025 as an alternate uniform for a couple of games, and then by the time we get to 2026, 2027, somewhere in that time frame, there would be more likely than not an official change to a uniform that looks more like what the old uniforms used to look like. You guys are bigger uniform nerds than me. So I'm not going to sit here and get into stripes and where they are in the entire thing. I was told that a uniform that looks like the old uniform and a change in the uniforms was definitely in play. That was last October when I said that. Okay, I told you guys that, and as it related to the name, even though I know our station put out some tweets about, you know, what I had said something, and I had not said it actually, I said that the name is separate, because that's a bigger issue and will be dealt with, and if they don't end up changing the name, they're still going to do something with the uniforms. And that's what I know to be true even today. Now, that does not include the old logo. That it doesn't, because it's not a match for the team name currently. And then with respect to spear and feather, arrow and feather, however you describe it, but I don't know anything about that. I just know, and I'll, again, what I said last October, fall, early fall, I have it on good authority that they are going to go back to something resembling the old uniforms, with sans the, you know, more recent Redskins logo. All right. So, and it would be a rollout with alt opportunities in 2025. How many alt opportunities? Don't they get three or four each year? Is that right, Max?
Something like that.
Yeah. So in these alt opportunities this year, I would imagine that at least in a couple of them, we're going to have a uniform that looks like the old uniform. All right. You know, I can't describe what the logo will be on the helmet. I'm going to guess that it's the W. I'm going to guess that they stick with that. And then eventually the plan would be to go back to something resembling the old uniform, sans the last logo, in the 26 season. That's nothing has changed. And I have occasional conversations with people about this, and that has been the same since October. Yeah, I'm excited to see what they look like. I hope it's, you know, championship burgundy and gold. You know, we see the uniform. If it doesn't include the helmet and the logo, so be it. But if the rest of the uniform looks like what our uniforms used to look like, I'll be thrilled with that. Be happy. So I think we'll probably see something resembling the older uniforms in the alt opportunities in the upcoming season. Remember, they have to announce their uniform schedule for the season at some point. I don't know by when. But in terms of why I had, you know, a half dozen to 10 of you reaching out asking about it, I guess it's what Max just said. I don't follow the day-to-day on the uniform talk. I don't. But I will, once again, in a few weeks, reach out to see if they're on, you know, on schedule for what I was told last October. All right? So there you go. Uniform talk. Done. Looking, you know what? How about opening up the season with an alt uniform? Are you allowed to do that? You allowed to open up the season against the Giants wearing a throwback uniform?
I don't
that you're
think
eventually
so.
Going to go to?
I don't think so, but seeing us come out like I people hate on the black uniform. I kind of like it.
I didn't mind the black uniform at all.
It works with one specific helmet that I believe the NFL is starting to phase out, which is tough.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the Speed Flex. It's the little hexagon with the W in the middle. That's what sells it for me. But aside from that, it would be really cool to see them come out like all black for opening week against the Giants. I think that would be a great look.
All right. Now, the other team, we already talked about Fred Smith. We talked about that in the open. And sort of a complicated view of Fred Smith for Redskin fans, for longtime Washington football fans. Phenomenal entrepreneur, you know, all time, you know, in part responsible for, along with the other two minority owners, for what ended up beginning, it ended up being the beginning of a process that led to Dan Snyder selling the team. But there's also no doubt that in their vindictive hatred of Snyder, they went scorched earth. And part of that was Fred Smith and Federal Express demanding that the name get changed in the summer of 2020. That adds sort of the complexity to the way Skins fans view Fred Smith. But anyway, the other, we talked about that in the open of the show today. What was this Josh Harris buying this Jaden Daniels, card, you know, some sort of Topps Chrome card that he purchased at Fanatics Fest, which I guess was over the weekend, because I did see last night some video of Jaden and Dan Marino together, which was pretty cool. But what to explain the card that Josh Harris purchased.
So here's
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here's the audio from the video that Michael Rubin and Fanatics put out from the
Michael
event.
Rubin is the owner of Fanatics.
Yes. So
because he's been on Shark Tank a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Really sharp dude. All right. So this is, what are we going to hear?
So this is Michael Rubin on stage with Josh Harris and Jaden Daniels asking about the card. He's looking for the most expensive card in the room. And I believe the guy who has the Jaden Daniels card is probably the front runner.
We need the most expensive Jaden Daniels card.
We got it right here.
Right here.
It's got the best Panini. Which card is it?
Black Prism.
Black Prism. What's it worth?
What's it worth, Ron?
$2 million.
$2 million.
What, Mike, what's this really worth?
Hey, Paul Skeens is 1.2. What's his best car worth?
That's a debut fest, huh?
I saw it at the Manners. What do you want to say?
That's the other one.
What's it really worth, Mike?
Can I say this? Alexis, Serena Williams' husband, put a public bounty on that car before it got pulled. First one for $250K. First bounty, raw.
Before ever.
So we outbid him, and now it's a 9-5. And Jaden cooked in the playoffs. We're the biggest Commander fans in the world.
In the world. All right, one time, $500,000. You want it? From Josh Harris to Jaden here right now. And you're going to sign Jaden's jersey back to it. $500,000 one time. You want it? Yes or no? Yes or no?
So that's the audio of the card being sold to Josh Harris.
So Josh Harris told Ruben, I'm offering $500,000. He went back to the owner of the card. Will you take it? They took it. Done.
Yeah, Harris was standing right over his shoulder and I'm sure said something to Ruben. He's like, $500K, offer it to him right now. And so the guy got up on stage. They took a picture. Jaden signed the jersey.
But these guys were looking for $250,000 and he offered
$500,000? So Serena Williams' husband put a $250 or $250.
Who's Serena Williams' husband?
He's the CEO of Reddit. I forget his name off the top of my head.
I didn't know that, I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't know
and he went to UVA, so he's a local guy, kind of. But he put out a bounty of $250,000 for the card, and I guess these guys outbid him, so I'm guessing that they paid, let's just say, $300K for it. So they flipped it and sold it to Josh for $500,000. So a little $200,000 profit, you meet Jaden Daniels, you get a signed jersey, and you get the whole photo op. I think that's well worth it.
And this card is literally only one is made?
Yeah.
That's why it's so valuable?
So from Fanatics Collect, so the Washington Commanders owner Josh Harris bought Jaden Daniels Prism Black Finite 1/1 for $500,000. So it is a 1/1 card and is the most expensive Jaden Daniels card sale ever.
It's obviously a rookie card.
Yes.
There's no other card for him.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm reading something about grading services. The card received a 9.5. Is that just the condition of the card?
Pretty much, yeah. If you anywhere between like a 9.5 and a 10 is like damn near perfect. Okay. Anything lower than that, like still, if you got a 9 card, like you got a pretty good card.
Immediately, I'm curious. Does Josh Harris literally just pull out a checkbook, or does he just get wiring instructions and wire them $500,000 and then they turn the card over? Do you have any idea how that transaction's completed? And then, what is Josh Harris going to do with the card?
So I'm not 100% sure on like how the transaction was completed. I'm sure I don't know if he had his checkbook on him, but I'm sure he got the guy's info, gave him all that. But they plan on. It's going to be a business write-off. They're going to display it at Northwest Stadium.
They're going to display it?
Yeah.
Is that an exciting display? A display?
It's going to be. It's something cool to look at.
It is.
Something pass by and be
is
like,
is it worth $500,000?
When you see it, you'll see $500,000 right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I mean, is that something that you think our fans are like really impressed that Josh Harris did?
I mean,
or does he now have to do it with Samerstil's card too?
I was driving.
Give up $50,000 for that or whatever it'd be worth.
Well, so I was driving into work today, and Eric Bickle had quite the take on the junkies this morning that I'm probably going to borrow. If Josh Harris is spending $500,000 willy nilly on a Jaden Daniels card, surely they can afford to pay Terry McLaurin a few extra $1 million, right?
Yeah, but, this is a marketing expense. It's it's a little bit different. They can afford to pay Terry. Of course they can.
Of course.
But, the issue is, like we talked about, this is the most expensive player investment they're going to make, or it will make, since they bought the team. All right. I mean, honestly, just me, not a big collector of anything. I'm very much a minimalist. People walk into my home. My wife is sort of the same way, and it's like, you basically have a silver bowl with like a green apple in it. We're just minimalists at the highest level. I do have a big box up in my attic with a bunch of stuff in it, including, and I've not opened it, football cards that I was given during the Super Bowl back in 91, and I think they're rookie cards. I've looked into it. I don't think there would be anything worth a significant amount of money, even if it was in there. But I don't have. I just don't collect stuff. This is so not interesting to me. And I know it's big business. Trust me. I know it is. There is no chance that I would go out of my way to see the card on display at Northwest Field. But for those that will, good job, Josh. Good job. $500,000 for a card. Okay.
It's one of one.
Yeah. It's one
unmoved.
Of one.
You are unmoved. The least moved anyone's ever been about this issue.
Not, honestly, I'm interested because I'm always curious about things, especially when they're sort of the business of it. I am interested in that part. I'm just, from a consumer standpoint, you're not going to get me to be excited about seeing that on display.
Yeah, it I get that.
Yeah, I'm going to be much more excited to see him throw for 5 touchdowns and beat the Eagles again, like he did in December.
Fair.
All right, when we come back, I had Logan Paulson on the show last week on my podcast. I played some of that for you on Friday. I'm going to play the rest of it for you when we come back. He talks about the defense and what this team can be if it's much better defensively. You'll hear that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.